It is the briefing. It is indeed the briefing. What is the date? It's the 4th of July. I am joined by Neil Docking and Mo Stewart. There'll be no briefing tomorrow, and the reason why is because we're going to be focusing in on Arne Slot's first press conference as Liverpool manager. There'll be shows about that coming at you from a number of different angles over the course of the day. What that means is that Neil and Mo get to anticipate the Euros quarterfinals for us from a Liverpool perspective, because I think that this is the bit that matters. So basically my question is this: do we all just fucking support Holland now?
I pretty much already made that decision.
Yeah,
about a week ago. Yeah. It's made it all very simple for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, so we just basically we're all Dutch. Are we?
Yeah, I mean,
and it's nothing to do with Arne, by the way. I don't give a fuck.
No,
about the big fella.
Can I make a confession though? Just before,
yeah,
I do have a bit of a soft spot for Portugal, and the rest of the world.
There is Jota.
I know, and the rest of the world seems to hate them, and the rest of the world wants to look past Diogo, but not me.
Well, I'm very much with the rest of the world on this, and I think the reason.
Oh, really, Mo? Are you anti-Portuguese?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not anti-Portuguese, before anyone starts listening and clipping this up. I'm anti the horrible, annoying people within the Portuguese football team squad of 2024.
Like Diogo Jota?
No. Well, I mean, I suppose other people would say he is an annoying
person.
That's
my point.
But I just can't get on board with the rest of them.
Well, are you basically just talking about Ronaldo?
I am. Like,
like everybody will all the time. That's always part of the Ronaldo problem, is that everyone just talks about Ronaldo.
Exactly. And I really didn't want to add my weight to that particular wave. But the point was, is that if you watched the first half of that game played against Slovakia, Rafael Leao was by far their most effective footballer. He was the one doing all of the good actual football things. How much analysis did he get? Less than 30 seconds. Less than 30 seconds. And it was as a side point in someone else's point. And that's kind of always going to be the thing with Portugal. Like, Gonçalo Ramos in the last World Cup scored a hat-trick. Scored a hat-trick in a game. And everyone was like, oh, well, look, he's retired, that other fella. Where is he now? Sitting on his ass, wondering what the hell happened.
One of the most poignant images of the last World Cup, I remember when he was benched, Ronaldo, and do you remember they had him sat in the dugout and there was about 1,000 photographers in front of the dugout, and then everybody else that doesn't matter in the background, all the other players of no interest to the press whatsoever, just all these like flashing lights in front of Ronaldo on the bench. He just is always the story, isn't he? Endlessly.